年。
On May the 1st, the Czech Republic celebrated its second anniversary as a European Union member state. While the official anniversary passed nearly unnoticed, on May the 8th, a holiday marking the end of World War II, politicians, intellectuals, and business people gathered to discuss the Czech Republic and its future in Europe. Guests included the former head of the European Parliament, Pat Cox, the former Secretary General of the Council of Europe, Catherine Lalumière, and many figures from Czech circles. The forum was one where diverse issues could be raised, and there was time for serious reflection on Czech membership in the European Union. Representing big business in the Czech Republic, the executive director of Česká spotitelna, Jack Stack, told me about how doing business in the Czech Republic has changed since the country joined the EU.
From the positive side, clearly from an economic point of view, our small and medium-sized enterprises can export much more easily and, in fact, you know, don't have as much bureaucracy at the border. So that's been a big up from the point of view of economics. And that has then led to better employment opportunities, and that has also led to growth in GNP. So that's been a big positive. The other positive I've seen is more cultural in the sense that our bank employees at Česká spotitelna feel as part of the European Union, are traveling more frequently and are starting to identify, I believe, not only as Czechs, but also as Europeans.
For another perspective, I spoke to Vojtech Cepl, a justice of the Czech Constitutional Court and well-known critic of the Czech judicial system, who shared his thoughts on the importance of the European Union to the Czech Republic today.
We were trying for 1,000 years to join Western, what is called now Atlantic culture. And at last we are in now. So I am very happy, and I think that's the main contribution, because we have to adjust our system to Western one. I think that the Western system is superior to, for example, Soviet system, which is based on false ideology, which is simply wrong and utopian.
Now, what about this concept that Czechs tend to respect European Union institutions and structures more than they respect their own? Why is it that the Czech Republic doesn't seem to have taken much initiative in creating its own institutions that deem respect from the populace? Why must we be influenced from the outside, whether that be from the East or from the West?
That's simple. Our system of rules of human conduct, that is normative system of rules, which includes ethics and law and aesthetical rules and everything, is backward, fossil. And the other one can improve. When we enter the group which is superior, we are improving our position. For example, court in Strasbourg of human rights doesn't allow our courts to deal against human rights. And osmosis, opening the country with the whole tradition, education, it will be a long process to change the minds of people, which I consider that as most important part of culture, what they have in their minds and heart. That's difficult one, because economic system and political institutions you can change in relatively fast way, but law and morality, that's a long-run marathon.
While politicians tossed around opinions on whether a federalized Europe is positive or not, Ondřej Liška of the Green Party gave his evaluation of the situation regarding the Czech Republic's use of EU structural funds.
the state of play and the state of use of structural funds in the past years by the Czech government, we see rather critical, because it's a very unique chance how to invest for the future and quality of life in the Czech Republic and its regions. We are standing on the threshold of the next period, 2007 to 2013, using the structural funds. We should be able to use 93 billion crowns per year for the investment in infrastructure, ecological projects, roads, railroads, all possible things, social projects within these 7 years. However, we have huge problems with absorption of these funds. We don't have enough of quality projects. We don't have people who understand how to use this money, how to distribute this money. We see this as a huge problem. What we suggest, we propose to tackle three main problems. One is that the bureaucratic burden. We have to make it much easier to be able to deliver the funds to the people who really need it, which means this distribution system that we have now is rather complicated. There are a lot of ministries that distribute them. If I'm, let's say, NGO or a mayor of a small local community, I have a problem to fill up 80 or 120, sometimes 150 pages of documentation to be able only to approach the funds. So this is one thing. The second thing is that the user fund is not really transparent. You can hardly track down where the money goes and what is the quality of the project. So what we want is to take all these dotation titles from all ministries and make it to one agency. It will be very transparent, will be accessible to public, and will be accessible to all those who want to use this money.
Okay, and my other question to you is, you are obviously a young, educated person who's decided to enter politics. We've just celebrated the 2-year anniversary of the Czech Republic's joining the European Union. How do you view the overall situation of this country's membership in EU structures?
The membership of Czech Republic in the European Union has definitely brought many, many benefits that definitely are more numerous than negatives that the membership brought. One of the negative sides, I have to say, is, for example, the transport that passes through Czech Republic. It increased by 40% of tracks on the roads of Czech Republic, which is a really big problem. Therefore, what we propose also to tackle this problem is to put the tracks on the rails, which is a solution that functioned already in other countries, for example, Switzerland and then partly in Austria, where the country decided to get all these loads and loads of goods, put them on the railroads and to save the environment of its own country. Definitely young people, I see, have immediately, naturally accepted the fact that they live in European Union. I see that the European feelings, the, let's say, ability to travel, to study abroad is much bigger. However, also the, let's say, generation of my parents, they are about 50, 60 years old, see that these threats that many populists warned about before we entered the European Union were just a populism and not a real fact.
So 2 years in, opinion polls reflect the fact that most Czechs view EU membership as a positive move, and now they're looking to the future and focusing on ways to enhance business relationships and further improve this country's infrastructure.